We're in Hilchos Sukkah, Siman Tofresh Laman Aleph, and we are up to Sif Tes. Bayis Hamakore bin Nesorim, She'ein Aleim Maziva. You have a room or a house where the top of it is just slats of wood nailed in. It does not have all the regular plaster or cement that people put on a ceiling, that people put on a roof. It is a roof that is just wooden slats, solid wooden slats that are nailed in. Pirish titu tsroer shemesim aleim. What is this maziva that it doesn't have? That is all of the mortar and little pebbles that they normally put there. Uvolach shiro, and you want to make it kosher l'shem sukkah. What do you do? Dai bazeh sheyosir kol hamasmerim l'shem asiyas sukkah. It is enough that you take all the nails out for the sake of making it into a sukkah. Oh, shiitol mi ben shnei nesorim echad, or you should remove every other piece of wood. V'yidn schach kosher b'makomo, and you should fill the place of every other piece of wood that you took off. Fill that with schach v'kula ksheira, and all of it is going to be kosher. Afilu hanesorim rechovim arba, even though these planks of wood are more than 4 tfachim wide. Now the background to this is that there is an isud rabbanon of being mesachech b'nesorim. That is that you're not supposed to use pieces of wood, pieces of cut wood, that are more than 4 tfachim wide. The reason being, as a gzera, that people will say to themselves, oh, this is what I cover my house with anyway, so I may as well just sit in my house and not build a sukkah. So he'll end up sitting in his own home and just not going into a sukkah altogether. Therefore, Chazal said, never use a plank of wood that is 4 tefachim wide, because less than that, people don't really use in construction. Says the Mechaber here, that halacha is not true in a case where you already had a room that was covered in wood, and you either had to remove the nails or remove every other piece of wood. You're showing that you know that you can't use your room for all year round. So we're going to make a gzera that you won't bother leaving your house. If I saw that you had to go and shake and take the nails out of all of the nesorim or remove every other one, that in itself showed me that you can't just use your house of all year. That is the first opinion. Now, within this first opinion, there is actually a machlokas, what exactly is going on. So first of all, with regard to taking out the nails, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's insufficient. You also have to shake every one of these planks of wood after you took the nail out. This is what is known as pikpuk, and it's as if you're putting it there anew. With regard to taking out every other one, so some hold that that will only work when the pieces are 4 tefachim wide. In a case where what you had was two of these planks of wood in the middle were removed. You didn't just remove one, but you removed two of them. When you remove two of them, so you have a space of 8 tfachim that you now put schach kosher in, right? Because you just removed these two and you put schach in its place. So, like this, if you either remove the nails and shook up every one of the nesorim, every one of these pieces of wood, or you removed every other plank in a way that two in the center of it, next to each other, two planks that are next to each other, you remove and put the schach on that, you now have an area of schach kosher which is 8 tefachim, which is large enough for a kosher sukkah. Now, how about your walls? You have schach pasul, you have a neser between the wall and the beginning of the schach. Well, that we say is good enough. The reason it's good enough is because of the halacha of dofen akuma. It's as if your walls bend until they get to the area where you have your schach kosher. So again, this opinion within this part of the Mechaber holds that the only time that I can actually be machshir the sukkah if the planks of wood are 4 tefachim wide would either be that I removed the nails from all of them and shook them all up, or I removed every other plank of wood and placed schach kosher in its place, and I did that in a way that two of those planks were next to each other, in the middle of it, so that my sukkah kshera is that. I have 8 tfachim of schach kosher, as far as the schach posel, the nesarim, to the sides, they are considered like an extension of the walls. And I can only sit in the middle ones. Meaning I can only sit in those eight tvachim in the middle. There's another opinion that holds that by removing every other one and putting the schach there, I too have shown that I know I can't just sit in the regular house of all year long. And that's kosher. So we have a machlokas within the first opinion. If I simply remove every other one and put schach on it, is that enough? Or if I have some nesarim that are four tefachim wide, then they will make the sukkah posel, unless they're at the sides where we can say that it's a dofer akuma, it's an extension of the wall. Well, that's the first opinion altogether. The yeshmi shomer shetzar shleyu an nesarim mechavim dalid. There are some who say that the gzera of sitting under the tikra of your house will apply even though you removed all the nails, and even though you removed every other one. Nevertheless, you cannot use a neser for tvachim because the rabbanon were not machshir. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion that the second day that holds that you can't use a neser of dalid was only with pikpuk, where you took out the nails and shook them. Whereas if you're actually removing every other one and putting the schach there, that certainly shows that you know you can't just sit in your house. According to that opinion then, if you removed every other one, the halacha would be that even though the nesarim are four tefachim wide, it is kasha. Now all of this is based on the Ikar Adin. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that our minig is not to use nesarim altogether for schach, because people actually use nesarim in construction. Therefore, we would not be using Nesarim. It would only be a matter of a Shas Adchak, where one would rely on this whole thing anyway.